Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. I am your host, C. Willie. This is our Volume 25, Episode Number 29 show. Our air date is Thursday, July 17th, 2025. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented...
What a peep!
And we are so fired up to have, from Felicity, Drew is joining us, boss. Welcome!
What's up, guys? Super stoked to be here.
We're surprised you're awake, man. You guys have been just going 900 miles an hour, just coming off a fantastically successful Southeast United States tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's weird switching back and forth the two different lives because all of us have day jobs and normal lives back home, and we come back, and luckily we got right back like the day before 4th of July, so we're able to have a couple days of like, well, now it's 4th of July weekend, and just kind of relax and kind of ease back into it, But now we're back in full force, and honestly, we're just ready for the next one.
All right. Is that one in planning right now?
Yes, we're planning that to be like kind of Black Friday to Christmas, that window there. We're going to do another one. So.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, and we'll talk about this a little more as we go on, but you guys have just owned social media. And you know, we were talking before we turned the mics live here that we've kind of been stalking you all through this Southeast tour and keeping track of what's been going on. You know, you've really used that to your advantage. That had to help as you were putting this tour on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I feel like it's a tool. I feel like it's honestly for any type of artist, whether it be a band or a musician or, you know, someone who does a podcast or any type of a comedian, whatever it is you do that's kind of like your artistic expression. I feel like it's just social media, especially right now with what TikTok is doing and what Instagram Reels is doing, you know, just wherever you want to be. It's such a tool that's never existed before to be able to get your message and art out, that it's really like you're really doing yourself a disservice if you're not trying to leverage it. Yep. And us, you know, we've been a band long enough since before TikTok and Instagram and this kind of like need to be creating video content 24/7 existed. So it was one of those things for us where it was, hey, like, you know, we had been playing shows, we had gotten fans from one way or another. And then when TikTok came out, it was like, hey, here's another thing you guys need to master. And we took on that challenge. And a few years later, it's like, you know, people say, like, you're a TikTok band. And we're like, it's a badge of honor to us because we were actually before TikTok. Like, we were a band before TikTok, one of those bands who just started with TikTok. So we had to actually do it the old school way and just go on tour and play shows and grind and put up flyers in the venue that you're going to play later that month and stuff like that. So,
well, you've endured. There's no question about that. So Felicity was formed, back in 2014?
That's when Damon and I met. Yeah, we met in his parents' garage from a Craigslist ad. And we're all these years later, we've been consistently meeting up and working on this project ever since. And we lost a couple years because of COVID, I'd say, where it was like, we were around, but everyone was kind of just around. It wasn't really productive, I would say. But other than that, yeah, we've been going hard since then.
And for the most part, the lineup in the band has stayed the same.
Yeah, Mike, our bassist, is we consider him basically an original member. It started with just Damien and I, our singer Damien and I. And then we had a couple guys like come and go like within those first few months of us just like jamming and playing. And we had a couple guys play a couple shows with us. But Mike joined in, I believe, like early 2015, and it's been with us ever since. So, you know, 3/4 of us have been playing together live for over 10 years, playing shows together live, writing music together for 10 years. And our drummer Rashid kind of joined as like a new member, probably going on 3 years now. He's been in the band, which is still a long time. So,
yeah.
Do you think that COVID has changed you guys as a band in whole? Because now, I mean, you went from, hey, I'm going and playing in bars and flyers to, okay, now I really have to endure social media differently. Have you really incorporated that differently now that COVID's over with? Mm-hmm. Has it changed the way you guys do things, or where you go, how you write?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I think it did was us not take this stuff for granted. Like when it's taken away from you. And at the time when, after we played our last show, we didn't know if we'd be, hey, maybe it'll be 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, who knows, ended up being 2 years until we played another show. And so really not to take things for granted, and it really lit a fire under our ass, I'd say, to just go, go, go. And time is of the essence, and who knows when this potentially could be taken away again, and to try to do all the things we want to do and accomplish what we want to accomplish. And then in the literal sense, it definitely changed the way we do a lot of things. It's, I would say that social media part is a massive thing. We went into COVID with, you know, the greatest intentions of, you know, when the world opens back up, we'll get working hard on things again. But we started kind of promoting ourselves on TikTok a little bit harder. But when we came out of COVID, we saw all these bands of like musicians we knew were maybe in other projects. And they almost started projects during COVID, relying exclusively on recording music and TikTok. And they came out of COVID and they were putting on these put on these massive tours and getting signed specifically because of their like TikTok influence. And we were like, oh, we kind of missed the boat doing that because we just didn't know any better. But we saw like, oh, well, those guys were a band before COVID and they were just doing what we were doing, but now they're on this other level. So it really like made us be like, okay, we have to not do that again and not be the early factors on this. And so we've kind of taken up on that challenge in the last 3 years. I'd say like we become like, you know, someone on tour was like, if you're on TikTok, you would know who Felicity was. Like, that's what they said to like the sound guy who's like, what's this band Felicity coming through? Which is cool. Like, that's cool to us that like we can kind of have a somewhat of a influence in a certain section of the music ethos on TikTok.
Well, and it's amazing to me, you know, you're the kind of the hook from The Weather is everywhere. Yeah. You know, it's amazing how that has blown up. And I saw just today one of your posts that you surpassed after the tour 3 million streams on Spotify with The Weather. Yeah. So that's become an anthem for you.
For sure. It at the time when we wrote it, we knew it was a cool, unique song and it was something a little bit different. But at the time we were on a small boutique record label and they didn't think that was like the one. They thought it was like a single for sure. But we kind of came out of the album came out right after COVID. And, for the first 6 months we released it and it was just like, oh, hey, we released an album. That's cool. And then I'd say after 6 months, we started posting the hook of The Weather on TikTok and that's when it started going viral. It's probably like early 2023. And ever since then, it's just like people can't get enough of it. And every time we post it, not only do people say, oh, I love this song, I've been waiting for this song to show back up on my feed, but also new people are discovering it every single day. So, you know, 4 years later, it's going on. It'll be four years old release in a couple weeks. But people are still discovering it every single day, which is cool how it kind of lives on.
Well, it's got to be cool to be on stage and have that hearing it sung back to you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things, we have a song that like, if we want to do the fake encore, we just won't play The Weather and act like the show's over. we know better. And it is really cool to have a song. I mean, we were able to get 3 million streams without getting like any big, like any playlistings help from like these big Spotify playlists, which artists can get on and it helps a ton with the reach. And you know, the song was released on a label, but by the time it went viral, our contract with that label was up. So they didn't really provide too much support with it. Really, it's 100% just organic because we pushed the hell out of it, that's for sure. But also just because people love it. And so it's really cool. I mean, if you had told us when we first started in Damien's parents' garage that we'd have a song with 3 million streams, we on just one platform, we think that would be pretty incredible because we were just – our goal was to maybe play a show someday. It was like that was the goal. Like, hey – I met this guy. Maybe we'll jam. Maybe we'll play a show someday. So,
well, look at you now.
It's persistence and it's the grind, and that's what all of us are in this for. And it's obviously paying off.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the first one that we've got queued up for you tonight is Mirage. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Mirage is really cool. It's like we always try. We've only done two like full length albums. The Weather was on the first full length album, and it took us the last few years to have this one ready. And this is off Mixtape for the End of the World, Volume 1, kind of a long title. And then we have Volume 2, which is like the second half of this work, this collection of songs. But Mirage is one of those kind of like departure tracks where it's not exactly what you'd maybe expect from us. And we also love it because we got to collaborate with our producer, Andrew Wade. He actually sings on the song, and he's an artist himself, while being like a platinum record producer. He's produced some amazing records. But he was able to like write the song with us, sing on the song, and it was a really collaborative effort where it's like our song, where he was almost like a sixth member of the band, which was really cool. So it's really special to us, and it was one of the unreleased tracks that came out on the album that people had never heard before. So hopefully some new ears hear it.
Absolutely. We'll bring it to them. This is Felicity, Mirage.
It's an endless plane under a blood red sunrise. All the promises you told me were just part of your disguise. It's an
That's Mirage from Felicity. And Drew, it's interesting to me. I listen to that song, and maybe it's because I overanalyze everything. But that's the perfect title and the perfect everything for that music. Mm-hmm. It's just the tune, the lyrics, everything comes together for that. That's just a fantastic work.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's a really cool song. And it was like out of our comfort zone, which we always love writing stuff that's like out of our comfort zone, and stuff that's almost like maybe a little bit more accessible to anyone. Like I could show that song to my mom, and she yeah. might be her favorite song if it's not like the typical Felicity fans thing. But we'd like to kind of be like a musical buffet where hopefully have something for everybody, and everybody maybe that's a song for somebody. Yeah.
You
well,
bet.
I love it. It's on my playlist.
Awesome. All righty. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. A little more with Drew from Felicity.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative. Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are here with Drew from Felicity. We're having a good discussion talking about the last song we just played, Mirage. And Drew, you talked about this was a little bit out of the comfort zone for the band. What's your creative process? What does it look like when you and the guys in the band are putting together a song?
You know, it changes, I'd say, it's changed over time. A lot of times also changes with like which producer we're working with. So we did a song that we're going to hear later called Charlie Sheen that was written with a producer named John London. He's the singer of a band called Point North, but he's also a really great band, but he's also a producer who's doing a lot of really cool stuff behind the scenes as far as producing other bands. So that was one where he was in LA, we're in Orlando, Florida. We got the opportunity to work with him. It was a really short notice. We had 3 days in the studio. We flew to LA, met him that day and sat down and started working on a song together. And that was kind of what came out of those 3 days was the song. So that was like really like letting him be the captain of the team. Right. And we were all playing our part, but like doing it in a way where it was going to be productive and the way he likes to write. And that was completely different than a song like Mirage we did with our producer, Andrew Wade, who's here in Orlando, where it's kind of a more drawn out process. We'll be there for weeks at a time, and we may be writing songs from scratch or taking some of the demos of stuff that we've been playing around with. But it really comes down to, I'd say, like a lot of times when we write, it's like music first. The the chords, a chord progression for the hook maybe is like what we're focusing on most. And once we have a chord progression that we're like, that would be really easy to write to, then maybe it's just a melody that's scattered out that's really catchy that goes over that. And then we'll go and start like trying to build out the rest of the song, maybe where Damien and their singer and someone else will go start thinking about what's the feel and the vibe of the song, and then what lyrical content or subject matter do we want to maybe try matching with it. But we really want to start with just making sure that the musical side of it, whether it's the riffs or the melodies and the chord progressions, are something that we're excited about working on. And then we kind of build it from there.
Well, and I think it's interesting, you know, you talk about Mirage was a little bit of a break from what your standard sound is. Yeah. Felicity does have its own sound. I mean, you can hear influences from other bands that we've grown up with, that we know. But you listen to your music and you can immediately say, yeah, that's Felicity. We know. So that sound drives a lot of what you're writing.
Yeah. And I think Damien drives a lot of what we're writing. Like no matter what, when he sings, it becomes a Felicity song. And we do have a very diverse array of music. Listen to like all the music we put out. There's a lot of diversity to it, but I think we put out enough music to where that diversity kind of has just become us, and you can hear the through line where it used to be. I would say, you know, but the music we released before COVID, there was almost this like duality to us where it was like, oh yeah, they have heavy music and then they have like fun kind of silly pop punk lighthearted music. And it was always one or the other. And now I think we've released enough music that's in between those two that it all kind of makes sense now. And it just took us kind of getting to that point of that. And now I think we're just a rock band. You know, I don't like to put like labels on it. Like we just want to be a rock and roll band and hopefully be the biggest band in the world. And whatever music comes out of it is what's going to come out of it.
Well, and it's certainly high energy and we love it. I mean, you see, you've got Quarter Peep dancing like crazy there. And that was the slowest of the songs that we're going to be playing.
Yeah.
This next one we've got queued up is Heist. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Heist is just like when I talked about that, when we went into the studio this last time, we ended up with 18 songs, wrote 16 of them with our producer Andrew Wade, and Mirage is one of them and Heist is one of them. And it was really just us trying to find that through point of like our sound of just being a high energy rock band and are almost like we want to be like a stadium or arena rock band with these big, just huge sounding rock anthems that are hopefully accessible to everybody. Where we're not being ever maybe crossing line and getting too heavy. Like some of our stuff, we do have some heavier stuff, but also making sure that energy and the drive of putting on a big sounding rock show that sounds like you could be singing along with it in a stadium. That's our goal. And so it's one of the best definitions of that. And then I think it was the other one that was unreleased. So no one had heard it until the album came out. So we're really just trying to get more ears on it, because we kind of felt like we were saving the best for last with these two. So Heist is that, and it's, I think it's fun. I love the way it's written, where everything's kind of relating like a relationship to like a heist movie, whether it's like Ocean's yeah. 11 or, you know, Italian Job or whatever, whatever one you want to say. But we're watching those types of movies and be like, oh, that'd be a really cool thing to write about. Is like, we had this relationship song, but we wanted to add some extra, an extra layer to it. And so tying it into like being a, this relationship is like a heist of someone who stole your heart. And so that's kind of what that, that song's about.
It sounds like there might be a music video in the works.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. This is Felicity and Heist. Is Felicity's Heist, and we are here with Drew from Felicity. Boss, that does have that big stadium sound too.
Love it.
Yeah, that nailed is it. That is a rock song, no yeah. question about that.
I love that one. We got to really feature our bass player Mike, who's a badass, and our drummer Rashid, he's insane, and the drum parts in there are, there's some really like intricate subtle stuff that you may not pick up, but he really crushed on that one. So that one's kind of me as a guitar player and being part of the like the band, like the one that we have a lot of fun playing. The weather is fun to play live too, but it's more about that kind of like crowd singer
sure,
interaction.
Sure.
But that one's more like one of the ones for us. So it's a lot of
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. This is the sound. That's yeah. it right yeah. there. Yeah. All right. Hey, where do fans find you? If we've got some folks out here that haven't seen you on TikTok yet, where do folks find you?
We try to make it really easy. It's at We Are Felicity everywhere. If you have any inquiries, it's info@wearefelicity.com. And then We Are Felicity is pretty much, if you search We Are Felicity on any platform, you'll find us.
It's called Charlie Sheen. And there is an absolutely awesome video that's out there of you guys talking to the Charlie Sheen camp. trying to get some feedback from them, perhaps a little shout out from Charlie itself. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we always try to find a new way to promote a new song. If we have a new song coming out that's just maybe a little bit over the top, but just something we've never done before. We've done some pretty elaborate things where it's, you know, pranking people into thinking we kicked Damien out of the band. We did that before. One time we pretended like all of our social media accounts got hacked and that these hackers had control. We've done a lot of stuff. So with Charlie Sheen, the song, you know, is about just really having self-destructive tendencies and maybe sometimes being your own worst enemy. And in the studio, our producer was like, we should, if there was a celebrity we could tie this to and tie him into the lyrics, that would be really cool because it'd be really relatable to just like what the message we're trying to get across. And so we all just were like, oh, Charlie Sheen probably makes the most sense if we're thinking his own worst enemy, self-destructive tendencies, you know, and then it just kind of came to be because of that. So we were like, what's a cool way we could do it? And so the idea was, why don't we just see what information we can find from LinkedIn and online and just start this journey where we film content where we're trying to just get Charlie Sheen's phone number, essentially. And so we're like, we found a number. I forget how. We found it online, though. It was pretty easy to find.
Which is like, scary. All right.
Yeah, we're like, day one, let's do this. We saw like the name of his agent or his manager, and then that they work at this company. So we just called that company's like, and this acts this week, this person. And the crazy thing was that like our first try, which we were expecting to just, okay, the first video will be us calling and hitting a wall or people hanging up on us because we're just like asking for Charlie Sheen's phone number, which is, you know, pretty crazy ass to, for anybody. But believe it or not, the first call we did, we ended up getting in touch, I believe, with his agent or his manager. I think she was his agent. But we just had this like really long, productive conversation where she's like, he's really cool. And he's, you know, he's been in a rock band before. He made like, I think he would love to check it out and maybe do something with you guys. And we were just like, what the hell? Like, so far, we were like, I looked at the video and I was trying to like edit stuff out. And other than like the personal information, I was like, I don't want to edit anything out. I just want to upload this 3-minute long video of this conversation because it was like so captivating for some reason.
Yeah, it was.
It's one of those just like shoot your shot moments. And so we did. And then we ended up getting to the point where we talked to his manager. His manager DM'd us from like a burner account on TikTok and was like, I'm Charlie Sheen's manager. And we're like, yeah, I don't think you are. He's like, no, seriously, like, here's my number, like call me. So we talked to him and so we were hoping to maybe do something with him, maybe a music video or whatever. But we know that he heard the song and he gave us a quote about the song that he loved it and he loved the message behind it about overcoming your own personal demons and personal obstacles. And his manager was like, hey, listen, he's kind of in the middle of working on this project. I think it's like a documentary and he's just not going to do anything until after that comes out as far as like movies, appearances. So, you know, it's on the back burner of maybe something further. Who knows? But even if not, we were just like, hey, mission accomplished because that video we put on TikTok got millions of views and everyone was captivated of like, did Charlie Sheen call you? And then it's the most successful song on the record, the new record so far. So all in all, a big success.
Well, that's to quote Charlie Sheen, you guys are winning.
Yeah. That's the one thing I regret is not putting something like that in the song. That really made it assembly somewhere, just one of those, but, you know.
All right, well, let's give this a listen. This is Felicity's Charlie Sheen.
I'm freaking out. Voices inside of my head are getting loud. I drag myself out of bed so I can pull a pin out till it blows up in my face. Bite my tongue off, cause no one wants to hear me say that I'm so sorry if I ruined your brain. Think I know why I killed her. I dig myself deep like Charlie Sheen. But the world doesn't care if it's I try to pick myself back up, I fall into a ditch. Always say the wrong thing at the wrong time. I wish my mouth was on a switch. Like being stupid is in and tie my head to the track. Guess I'm as good as it gets. But I'm still sorry if
myself deep like a time machine. But the world doesn't care. It'll spin when I'm dead. And I need some therapy. Am I depressed or just broke? Should I stay? Should I go? I'm so sorry if I ruined your party. Think I know why.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen from Felicity, definitely winning. Drew, thanks so much for spending some time with us tonight. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you guys for having me. It was fun. I'm glad we got to show off some songs. Maybe some people discovered some new stuff other than the weather. You know, the song's great, but hey, we got a lot of cool songs.
There's a lot of great music out there, no question.
Exactly. So appreciate you guys having me and spending time. And would love to do this again sometime. I'll bring some more of the guys with me.
Hey, you know, we got to get you up here. Your tours, you're southeast the last one. Do you have any idea? Can you hint geographically?
Where are you guys located?
We are in Michigan. We are the Flint, Michigan area.
Yeah, we're looking at like Detroit. It'll probably be somewhere Detroit or somewhere close to right there. So not too far from you guys. And,
fantastic.
Yeah, sometime probably after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Before
Christmas. Right. Are you wearing the machine shop shirt by the shop?
You come up to Flint to the machine shop. World famous. Yeah, but there's some great venues in Detroit too. And we would love to see you up there. It's introduce the folks up here to some absolutely outstanding music.
Yeah, we'd love it. I mean, that area's always done treat us really well on Spotify. As far as we know, there's a lot of fans up there. So we're going to try to do that whole that NFC North kind of.
There you go.
Chicago, Detroit, and Green Bay, and Minneapolis. Try to do those four, and then over to Boston, and then back down south to Florida.
Perfect. So absolutely perfect.
We'll be able to rock out to these songs in person.
Well, we will look for that coming, and we will do everything we can to help you fill that arena, although I don't think it's going to be tough for you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yeah, so the international travelers that we are, I mean, we're going from the southern continent to the northern continent, Quebec, Canada, Dan Badger.
All right, we're looking forward to that. That's a wrap on tonight's show. Drew, thank you so much for all your time, and the band Felicity is just going crazy. We're looking forward to seeing you up here.
Thanks so much, guys. I can't wait to see you in a few months. We'll have some fun.
All right. Hey, folks, thanks for all your support out there. You know, you can catch us on Spotify or any of the other podcast platforms where you get your information or get your songs, your music, your podcasts. And if you want to know where we're going to be, what we've got going on, VehicleCitySound.com is the website. If you know more bands like Felicity, you got some folks that you want us to be talking to, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is how you get in touch with us. We appreciate all the support, all fired up about what is happening right now. And hey, folks, be good.